Hello everyone, welcome to the RMI Fusioncast. I'm Tony, and I'm here by myself this fortnight. Ho-hum. Well, let's put it this way, the great British weather has been absolutely scorching, and it really, really has been leaving us high and dry, and very, very exhausted. So, I've said to the others, take some time out, and we're going to have a sort of a timeout episode for this one, where basically I've gone to the team and I've asked them what some of their favourite tunes were from games, and what exactly makes them tick, what's their favourites on that one. I'm not going to go through what I've been up to, because that's just wasting time in my own opinion. You just don't want to hear me waffling on about what I've been doing. You might do, but I'm not going to. Anyway, let's get a roll on. Each member of the team has basically picked two tracks, and I'm basically going to go through them and basically play the tracks through for you. These are some among our favourites, and I do hope that you enjoy. Now, naturally, I would have liked to have been first, but hey, that's just being selfish on my behalf, so... So, we're going to go for Andrew's choice first, and his first choice is the title theme from Super Off-Road on the Super Nintendo. Now, I never played a Super Nintendo version of it, but obviously Andrew has, but one thing we do know with Nintendo, the sound chipset on the SNES is fantastic, and of course this is the menu music from the SNES version, so kick it all off with that one, and hopefully you'll like fun with old-style Super Sprint Off-Road, well, whatever it was. Andrew's second choice actually comes from a PlayStation game, Guitar Room Man. Now, I've never played Guitar Room Man at all, to be truthfully honest, but he says this is one of the best tracks, and it's the track 12, the legendary theme. Now, don't ask me where it comes from in there, but he says it's an awesome track. So I'm going to play it through for you now and see if you agree. Okay, so that's Andrew's done. We're now going to move on to Jenny's. Jenny's a big RPG fan. She loves her RPGs. And just about anything to do with it. And both her choice of sounds? Well, they come from RPGs, of course. Go with the first one, which is the Decisive Battle boss fights music from Final Fantasy VI. Or Final Fantasy III, if you're not clued up over all these years. Decisive Battle boss fight music from Final Fantasy VI is her first choice. So I hope you enjoy. Jenny's second choice of music is actually from another RPG, surprise, surprise. RPGs just have a tendency to just have some really outstanding music, and you've got a few more to come, trust me. But this one's actually comes from Lufia 2 Rise of the Sinistrals. Now, I'd never heard of this RPG before it actually came out, so I was a bit, what? But either which way, Jenny finds this one of her best RPGs, and for good reason too. She lives in Holland, and she actually has a natural Dutch language version, and there's not very many copies of that in the world. The whole game is, there's not a shred of English in it, so it does make it to be a very rare cartridge indeed. So this is the battle theme from Lufia 2 Rise of the Sinistrals. We'll be right back. Boom, 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 boom. Kieran's next. Now, Kieran's only been with us for a short while, and hopefully we will get him to do some more podcasts as time goes by. His choice of music. Well, the first one actually comes from Surgeon Simulator 2013. Yeah, it's a very wild and wacky sort of, it's just Darth Surgery to the main degree. And also available on Steam for about £8 if you want it. So a bit of shameless selling there. But one of his choice of tracks is Black Heron, Are You Kidding Me? Yeah, distasteful sound, distasteful tracks and sounds for the music on that one. And names as well. But anyway, Black Heron, Are You Kidding Me? Let's hit it. Okay, Kieran's second choice. Now, this is also a modern day game choice as well, and it's the courtesy call from the Portal 2. Now, if you're into sort of puzzles and you want to play them in a first person sort of angle, then this is definitely the sort of game for you. But the music itself is badass and has a very big place in electronic synthesizing. Or at least that's what it sounds like to me. The soundtrack has a very robotic feel to it, especially when you're going through. It's a great track to choose, and definitely one that sticks out when you think of the sort of setting of Portal and everything else like that. So enjoy the courtesy call. And we'll be going on to Malk's next. Give you one guess at maybe what one of his were. Now, I'll tell you what the first one is. I'll tell you, it's the actual main theme from Metal Gear Solid. Now, I do know Metal Gear has some fantastic music, and because the composers at Konami are absolutely amazing, you've only got to hear Testament of Akira Yamaoka to know how good they are at music, especially if he did work on Silent Hill. But this is the main menu theme from the original Metal Gear Solid on the PlayStation, and it's a good track. And again, it has atmosphere, it has vibe, and it definitely fits the whole game situation. So please sit back and enjoy. Now, are you guessing what his second one was? Well, if you guessed Midnight Resistance, then you would be correct. Yes, indeed. We were looking for which track it was, but all we could find was one of them all linked together. But, as Malk likes more, I don't think he'd mind which one I play on this one, because Midnight Resistance, to be truthful, is a pretty good OST. And it's also one of those that stick out in my mind since I played the Mega Drive version, if I remember rightly. It's a kick-ass tune, and I'm playing the one from the first stage. Always gets you pumped up for the go. So, if you're at this point and you did guess the Midnight Resistance, then you're right. And here it is. Going on to Will's choice now. First choice, we're back in RPG territory, people, and it's the You're Not Alone from Final Fantasy IX. Now, 9 is one of the Final Fantasy games I kind of didn't play because I really didn't like the whole look of the game, and I have a feeling I really let myself down on that one. But then again, still nothing could top 7, so... But anyway, Will likes this tune a lot because I think he's got a thing for Vivi. But yeah, so this is You Are Not Alone from Final Fantasy IX. Okay. Will's second choice. Super Castlevania 4 on the Super Nintendo, The Theme of Simon. Again, this is another great choice because quite a lot of the soundtrack for Castlevania 4 really sticks out in my mind, and this being one of them. I remember when I first played this and how badass the soundtrack was, and it's still badass even today, no matter what anybody says. It has memorable tunes, and this being one of them, so please sit back and enjoy. Okay, final two. First one of mine. Hey, guess what? I'm in RPG territory again. But this time, my first choice is the One Winged Angel from Final Fantasy VII. You know that absolutely amazing kick-ass soundtrack when you're fighting Sephiroth in the final battle. And I don't care what anyone says, this music made that battle so freaking epic. And to give you the truth, honestly, there's been no other final boss music that has rivaled it even to this day. So, sit back and enjoy the awesomeness of the One Winged Angel. And I've actually chosen to put the Advent Children Edition this one, so you get some extra kick-ass guitar. Okay, everyone. Well, I'd like to thank you for joining into this soundtrack special, where we managed to get a few of our favourite soundtracks in, and some of our favourite tunes. We have just finished tuning up the website, give it a different look a little, so please, if you like our podcast, and if you want to see our game reviews, and we're also covering anime, tokusatsu, and films as well, then please come join us at www.rmifusion.com. Sign up to get hold of all our content, because we like to keep a little bit away for the members. But yeah, come along and join us, join our forum, post away, and enjoy our videos. We could do with all the members we can get, because we like what we do and we want to share it with the people out there. Now, my final track, and what am I going to kick out with? Well, this is actually from the original Borderlands OST. This is actually one of the theme tune that's playing at the start when you're watching the intro, and this is Ain't No Rest from the Wicked. And if you want to know just what a cool track this is, just listen to it. And then if you really feel like it, go grab a copy of Borderlands if you haven't already. You've been missing out somewhat. So this is Tony signing out. And yeah, this song kind of lives by my recommendation, because there ain't no rest for the wicked. And I'll see you all soon.
Street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone, or could you use a little company? But if you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back. Though you know I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking down the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a bite. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you can have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. Oh no, I can't slow down, I can't hold back. Oh, you know, I wish I could. Oh no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes.